It's Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. And we've got in the studio with us attorney Dan Herbert and Kelly Crouchen. And they are representing a family. This is an unbelievable story when you hear this.
It really is.
Let's talk about this. So there's a kid, and I'll let you kind of lead us through the story here. About it's a young boy who ends up at a school at Fisk School, which is in Englewood. He'd come from Indiana, right? Doesn't have siblings. Family is originally from Chicago, but the mom moves back with him, and you pick it up from there.
So this young boy started school at Fisk, and from the time he started, he was bullied and harassed because he was just different than those kids in the school. And he made cries for help to the administrators and to his teachers. And what ended up happening is they ended up treating him completely differently. They treated him like he was the problem. They called him a liar anytime he complained of any abuse that he received from the other kids. He was getting beaten up. Mom and grandparents were very vocal and complained to the school about this behavior. And what ended up happening is they pushed this kid out of school.
Like physically dragged him out of the school. Isn't that right? That's what there's video that I've seen now that shows some staff member from the school taking him out into the cold.
That's exactly what happened.
What was the date of that happening?
That was March 26th of this year.
And it was 40 degrees outside at the time?
It was 40 degrees.
And the kid was just in shirt sleeves?
No coat.
Right.
Short sleeve polo.
Right. So they and what they did, what the CPS did, at least according to what I've read here, is that they said the kid ran away and they called a missing persons report in, right?
Exactly right. And that's where, you know, and we've seen this in the past, where the crime is bad enough, but then you compound it by the cover-up. And the school called the police, not for the welfare of the child that they had just thrown out of school. They called the police because they needed to, quote unquote, report it. Report that this kid ran out of school and that he was acting up and biting and kicking and scratching people in the school. It's all a lie. The video shows it's a complete and utter lie.
Right. What the video shows is these. And how old is this kid?
Nine years old.
Nine years old. Okay. So 9 years old. A kid. He's a nine-year-old. He's not big for a nine-year-old. He's not small for a nine-year-old. He's a nine-year-old, right? And you see these fully grown adults, literally by the shoulders, just kind of pushing him through the hallways and then pushing him out the door.
Yeah, it's exactly what happens. And, we were shocked when we saw the video. We heard about what had happened. We heard from the nine-year-old boy. As a lawyer, I'm sometimes skeptical as to what some of the things my client said. And then when we saw the video, it was a 180 degrees from what the school had mentioned happened.
And the school misrepresented what had happened, right? Because obviously the video didn't support it. They said that he was doing the biting and the kicking, the scratching, when actually it seemed as if he was being bullied over a long period of time. And there's an actual record of the parents reaching out to the school to say, hey, my kid's being bullied. And do we have any sense or inkling about what kind of erupted here at the very end? Why they would react in this way,
really?
Even if it's unjustified?
Yeah, really what it, and we certainly haven't heard their answers yet, but really what it came down to is that they were tired of this young child reporting being bullied and abused by kids at the Englewood School who were bullying him. Simply, as Kelly said, he was a different kid. He was not a hard kid, as they say in the streets. He was just a nice, sweet boy. And then couple that with the fact that the mother and the grandparents came down and held the school accountable for taking care of the child. That was the
breaking
point.
Had they done that before they actually had pushed the kid out?
Oh, absolutely.
So they'd been down there completely. The mom, the grandparents, the grandmother had been there to complain. Now, the mom and the grandmother are from that area originally, right? The grandmother lives in Englewood?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
And so and this kid came into the school through they had just left Indiana.
That's correct. The mom and the 9-year-old boy had moved from a school in Indiana for personal reasons. They had
they moved back to Chicago.
Exactly.
Right? And now here they are. She's coming in late on the school year of last year, right? That's at least what I read in the complaint. And then she ends up sending her kid to Fisk, and at Fisk he's running into other kids who are, was this third grade, fourth grade? What was this?
This was fourth grade.
Fourth grade, okay. So in fourth grade, he's running into other fourth graders and maybe fifth graders that were just, you know, that, because he's an only kid, doesn't come from an Englewood family that the other kids knew necessarily. This seems to be sort of the, and that is not an unusual. You could find that in any grade school in America, right? That kind of bullying in any grade school in America, it's essentially. But the school was not responding to these complaints by the parent and then the grandparent, and then they made up. Then they kicked the kid literally out of the school, and they basically falsified a police report.
Yeah, not basically. That's exactly what they did. And, you know, we obviously believe that there was a culture going on at this school that the principal here, she ran the school the way she wanted it run. And what she did not want complaints. She did not want to deal with kids making an outcry. And she did not want parents coming down and holding her accountable. And this was the reaction that this young child got as a result of his making these complaints.
You're going to see this video on the news tonight,
mm-hmm.
and it is when you see it, I mean, some of these cameras are a little bit of a distance, but you get a sense once you know the narrative of what happened, which is no longer in dispute because it's, you know, video evidence. It's amazing to me that. Where's the CPS on this? What are they? Now, you guys had a press conference earlier today to talk about this story. Has there been a response from the Chicago Public Schools?
No, we haven't heard a response yet. We were in communications briefly pre-litigation, and we didn't receive any informative answers or any indication that that CPS was interested in discussing it further. And we did what we had to do, and that was file a lawsuit. And we certainly expect to be in communications with the lawyers for the Chicago Public Schools immediately.
But CPS and the school is on the record already for saying, well, obviously they filed a missing persons report. That's a record. But there is a record, too, that they didn't know where he was or that they put that out in writing or in some form?
They actually communicated that to the child's mother, that he ran out of the school. The grandfather, when he picked him up, he ran out of the school. And that has been the story that they've always stuck with, is that this child ran out of the school.
And they called 911 and reported that. And we have the event query, which is essentially a transcript.
From 911.
From the 911, where they're calling and saying, you know, this kid ran out of the school. And then a later call saying that this kid was, you know, punching, fighting, kicking, and then a subsequent call after this event in which they described him as a disturbed mental and trying to put the police on alert when they encountered him. As a 9-year-old, and none of it is true. None of it. There's medical records to show that this kid is a perfectly sane, nice young boy. There is nothing to substantiate the allegations and the false narrative presented by the public school.
And in his prior school, I was reading also, he did fine. He was academically successful and had no real record there for discipline issues?
So he attended a public school in Indiana for 3 years, first, second, and third grade, and there was absolutely no disciplinary records. He excelled academically. There was no issues whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And this school, once he appears in Fisk, this is exactly what happens.
Jeez,
and now his current school, he's back to where he was prior to his...
So he is in a different school now.
He's in a different school now.
Regardless of what happens here legally with the family and the Chicago Public Schools, let's talk about the kid. So, you know, this is an incident from 6 months ago now. So where are we with him today?
Yeah, he's still receiving treatment. It was a very traumatizing several months for him. But to his credit, he's doing well in school. He's making friends. He's doing well academically. He was just voted the musician of the week. He's a DJ for the parties.
Anna was once musician of the week, and I was a DJ.
Yeah, this works out right. Nice. That a little. He dabbled in that a little.
Yeah, I can give
back
some
in
tips.
The day.
Yep, no
when
problem.
It wasn't quite as popular as it is now. Yeah. A lot of dough in it now, Ro.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you heard.
Only I had Dan as my agent, it would have all been different. you wonder now, is he still in Chicago?
He is. Yeah,
a CPS school or a different?
Yeah, it's a charter school.
Okay. All right. So it is an amazing when you pair the video with, and this is kind of the modern era, right? I mean, there's video of everything. I mean, Dan, obviously you were involved in a, as we like to say in this town, a heater case within the last year.
I'm on the right side of the video this time.
Yes. The you have, the video's everywhere. And then, you know, it's interpretable. And what you find interesting is in a lot of times when you think video is going to convict, it actually does the exact opposite because you can draw in all kinds of questions about the video. This one's pretty clear-cut.
It is clear-cut because I can't imagine CPS officials taking any kid, even if you didn't belong in the school at all, even if you weren't even a student there, if you had no purpose there, just tossing them out in front without a coat. To me, that's a 9-year-old. To me, that seems in and of itself a bad judgment call.
Yeah, we don't know how they're going to explain this, but there is no rational and in good explanation for this.
Yep. All right. Well, more to come. And you have a so you filed a lawsuit.
We did. Filed yesterday afternoon. I would imagine the city has been served, and we will proceed in the likely file an answer or some type of motion, and the case will get moving.
I watched this video tonight on the news. It is this kid being pushed out into the cold of a Chicago public school. A third grader being pushed out by, I'm assuming it's a staff member of some sort. I don't know if it's security or...
He was the security, longtime security guard at the school. Okay. And you can watch a video, and everyone in the video that's inside the school is wearing sweaters and jackets, and our young child is in a polo shirt being tossed out, and he sits there for over 30 minutes.